Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, couldn't hold steady here. We ended up with double-digit losses here in the beans today.
Yeah, I was kind of selling the fact in the soybean market here with the sign of the historic signing with the China trade deal. China did buy more beans in 2019 than it did in 2018 with the spurt they had in October through December. And there was 120,000 beans reported yesterday sold to unknown. But the beans have had a pretty good run. We got pretty decent weather, record crops coming in South America, and we're just running out of time for a problem to develop in Brazil. And as harvest will be starting down there in a few weeks, and probably a full bore harvest down there in mid-February through April.
Yeah, it seems like everywhere you look or people you talk to, they don't have a problem with that crop. Maybe a spot here and there, but for the most part, they're looking at record or probably near record crops again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a big country. There's always going to be some area that's too wet, some areas too dry, but by and large, the bean crop looks really good. They're talking 123 million metric ton. Last year it was 117-ish or 15, depending on whose numbers you want to use. And I think the record was 119 a couple of years ago. So big crops coming there. Bean oil kind of hit the skids here today. They had a negative, kind of a negative soybean crush number. They crushed more beans than expected, 174.8 million bushels. But the soy oil stocks ballooned to 1.757 billion pounds versus 1.448 last year. So about 300 million pounds more of bean oil around than there was a year ago. So that's kind of weighing on stuff. Canola was down $5 on that. So it was a good day for wheat. The wheat markets are holding relatively strong here. We've seen open interest increase steadily in all three wheat markets here the last month or so. So, you know, maybe China's going to buy something people don't expect, like wheat.
Yeah, right. Not only that, but you start getting Russia saying we're going to limit exports if we have more of a problem. And and Australia's had, 3 years in a row of droughts. So we do maybe have some supply issue coming up.
Yeah, Australia's summer crops have basically shot now, too. So, you know, it is the 15th of July down there. And there is some rain in the forecast, but it's too little too late to turn things around. And, you know, we are probably seeing some of their former Asian customers come to the U.S. for wheat here, and that's keeping the market firm, too.
Livestock side, what went on over there today?
Yeah, another choppy day. Live cattle down 25 to 35. Hogs were mixed up 20 in the February hogs, down a tick in the April hogs, and feeder cattle down 40, 50. So kind of quiet. Yeah, we'll see export sales tomorrow. We'll see if China's going to show up buying some pork here. But that's probably one thing on the shopping list, too, that's probably going to get done as time goes on here is hopefully they buy hogs and some other meats.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Crude oil numbers were huge today also. Showed a big build in gasoline and diesel fuel, a slight draw on crude, so that's weighing on the energy market a little bit. Crude's down 39 cents a barrel, and the products are down a penny or two a gallon.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.